Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
So, Annie, many folks are struggling with motivation during these days of mask wearing, quarantines, and not knowing when we'll be able to take a vacation or hug and handshake again. What advice do you have when we're feeling unmotivated and kind of stuck?
Oh, man, Tracy, I think we all know what that feels like. And part of the first move, really, for me and for my friends is we have to tell ourselves the truth. Tell yourself the truth that that is what you're feeling. And then look at the life you already have and figure out a way to plug in some additional fun, even if it's just getting outside, calling a friend, watching a movie. You're just going to have to make space for fun in ways we haven't had to do before.
So I hear you saying maybe we need to just be a little more intentional.
Yes. Choosing to be intentional about your fun, like you are about your exercise and your spiritual disciplines and even your meals you eat every day, will really make for a better life.
Mm, that's good. And we definitely need that right now.
Yes.
Annie, you say that we tend to prioritize the responsible, sensible things in our lives. And when we only do that, what are we missing out on?
Yeah, that's the thing, right? I wish that we could all be Peter Pan, where we didn't have to ever think about responsible and sensible things. But that's not reality. And that's not why God has us on the planet. There's a purpose to why we're here. And we need to go after that purpose. But if you're spending 7 days a week, your full day, only thinking about what you're getting done and how to get it all done, you're actually missing out on a lot of rest. You're missing out on the fun things that happen when there is space in your calendar. You're missing out on some of the quieter moments and some of the connection with God and other people that comes with making space in your everyday, putting the responsible things in their right place, but not letting them be the only thing we focus on.
Yeah, you know, I've even heard that laughing out loud is actually scientifically good for us, even if we're not laughing about anything in particular, just that like we're shaking, it vibrates in our body. So fun comes in different forms to different people. You're a fan of laughing with your friends, confetti, boiled peanuts. I love that one. And soccer. What ideas do you have for us when it comes to rediscovering and chasing fun?
Well, it's different for all of us, Tracy. I think that's the interesting thing is every one of our friends listening, if we can just take a minute and think back to, you know, third grade and you got home from school, what would you do in the afternoon? Would you play outside? Would you read a book? Would you dance? Would you play a sport? Would you draw? Would you write? I mean, that is really how we find our unique fun, is look back at the fun you used to have when life had way less worries, when everything felt a lot simpler. And while we can't go back to that, that's part of the pain we have to face and the reality we have to face. We can't go back to being a kid again, but we can take some of the best parts of that part of our life, the simplest, most fun parts, and bring some of those forward.
Yeah, I have one friend who loves to kind of relax by doing painting, even if it's small miniature kind of painting.
Yes, of course. And it's just about learning yourself and paying attention to what brings you joy and what brought you joy when you were little and going like, okay, what might God have for me if I brought some of those simple things from my childhood into my adult life?
Yes. Wow. It's so refreshing.
Absolutely.
Annie, the subtitle of your new book about fun is The Joys of Being an Amateur, The Power of Falling in Love, and Why You Need a Hobby. Would you like to expound on any one of those and then the benefits?
They kind of stack on top of each other because what's so great about being an amateur is the opposite is being a professional, right? So there are things in our lives, not our jobs, but there are other things in our lives where we can try them and be new at them and give ourselves permission to do that. It is so fun to be new at something if you've given yourself permission not to be a professional. And then you'll realize you're falling in love and in all these different ways in your life and in new hobbies and falling in love with ideas and reading and conversations. And it'll just open you up so much. And that's why we need a hobby. We need hobbies because we need that connection. We need that space. We need those things that we're not professional at. And it makes way to connect with God, to connect with other people. I really think now more than ever, we need to prioritize and think about fun in our lives.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Annie, you point out that living by faith is not always fun. What takeaway can we gain from those tough times?
Well, I think everyone would agree with that, right? All of us have lived on earth long enough to realize that it's just not all fun and games, that it is real. I mean, the thing we learned in 2020 and going into 2021 is that the things we can control are far less than we realized. Mm-hmm. I thought I had a lot more control in a lot more areas. And what I've learned in tough times is laying down the things that I cannot control, holding on to the few things that I can, and trying to find joy and laughter and just relief and rest in the life I have today has really built my muscles in some ways. It's really built my heart and helped me to see God's goodness even when the days are hard.
Amen. Thank you. I feel like I should ask for a belly laugh at some point.
If you could just make yourself laugh, eventually you're going to really laugh. So that is how we should all do today, is find a reason to laugh.